This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced a special economic package of $175 million for the Seychelles. Addressing the joint press meet after meeting the president of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermani, in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said that this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defense, and maritime security. India and Seychelles also signed 7 Memoranda of Understanding, MOUs, across various sectors, including health, meteorology, electronics and information technology, and good governance. On the occasion, Mr. Modi said that Indian Seychelles are connected not just by geography, but by history, trust and shared vision for the future. President of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermani, said that his visit reflects long-standing friendship and mutual respect between both the countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In the second video episode released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams and also inspired students to look beyond exams, focus on life skills, sports, creativity and self-growth. The Prime Minister encouraged students to begin their entrepreneurial journey with small startups, saying big ideas often grow from modest beginnings. The Prime Minister said without discipline, inspiration alone is ineffective.
दोनों चीजें महत्वपूर्ण है जीवन में अगर अनुशासन है ही नहीं तो कितना ही इंस्पिरेशन होगा तो इंस्पिरेशन क्या काम का आएगा मान लीजिए एक किसान है उसको प्रेरणा मिल रही है बगल वाला किसान बहुत फसल कर रहा है इंस्पिरेशन है यार लेकिन ये जोतेगा नहीं और बारिश आ गई फिर वो कुछ भी करे उसकी तो हालत खराब ही रहेगी.
The Supreme Court today ordered an extension of the time for objections by a week from February 14th in the West Bengal SIR case. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India Surya Kant, Justice Joymala Bagchi and Justice N.V. Anjaria also directed the state to make available Group B officers to the Election Commission for SIR duties who can replace the micro-observers deployed by the Commission. The court also directed the Director General of Police of the state to file a personal affidavit responding to the concerns raised by the ECI regarding failure to stop threats and violence against SIR officials. The Lok Sabha was adjourned twice before being adjourned for the day following opposition uproar. When the House assembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, the presiding officer tried to take up discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 and called the Congress MP Shashi Tharoor to speak. However, Mr. Tharoor requested the chair to allow leader of the opposition, Rahul Gandhi, who wanted to speak on another issue, before the discussion. Presiding officer Sandhya Ray said she has not received any notice from the leader of the opposition and if he wants to speak on the budget, he can be allowed. Mr. Gandhi alleged that he was not allowed to speak before the budget discussion, despite the assurance by the speaker. Despite repeated appeal by the chair that discussion on the union budget could not be taken up, and the presiding officer adjourned the house till tomorrow. In the Rajya Sabha, discussion is underway on the Union Budget 2026-27. Congress MP P. Chidambaram initiated the debate. Speaking in the house, BJP MP Arun Singh said that the size of the budget has been tripled and reached 53 lakh crore rupees, while in UPA rule it was only over 16 lakh crore rupees. In shooting, the Indian trio of Isha Singh, Manu Bhakar and Ridham Sangwan clinched gold medal in the women's 25-meter pistol team event at the Asian Rifle Pistol Championship in New Delhi today. The Indian team topped the standings with a combined score of 1,751 points. Meanwhile, in the women's 25-meter pistol individual event, Manu Bhakar narrowly missed out on gold in a shoot-off tiebreak against Vietnam's Thuy Trang Nguyen. Isha Singh secured the bronze. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Zimbabwe defeated Oman by 8 wickets in a Group B clash at the Sinhali Sports Club in Colombo. Chasing a target of 104 runs, Zimbabwe comfortably reached the target in 13.3 overs. Put into bat, Oman were bowled out for 103 runs in 19.5 overs. Earlier, Scotland defeated Italy by 73 runs in a Group C clash at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.